Hey Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Doing absolutely wonderful. Of course, since Florida Georgia Line going on hiatus, this is kind of the first big tour. It's just all about you. What did you find? Like, were there little things you say, "Oh God, yeah, Brian used to take care of that. I guess I got to do that now."
Yeah, all those harmonies. Yeah, I've had to learn how to sing them
There's
myself.
that.
No, it's been really fun, honestly, in the studio and that whole process, because I got to challenge myself, and that was one of the biggest, things that was like, okay, let me, see if I can do this, these BGVs and that kind of thing. And it was a lot of fun. So yeah, the live show is the same way. He's not there to my right, so that took a few shows to get adjusted to. But having a lot of fun, feeling really comfortable out there with the new dynamic and the band super tight and rocking and it feels really good. It feels like we're in the right place, and I'm loving the momentum and energy the fans are giving me, and a very exciting time.
Now, talking about the show, now last time we kind of got to see it was it one or two songs during the Grey Cup halftime. At least this will be warmer, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Tell us about what we're going to see then, because I mean we can't really judge it from that. What are we going to see at the Tyler Hubbard show?
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time as always. It's gonna be a party. Me and the band are gonna bring the energy, but I know that the fans will too. So it's just probably gonna be a high energy show. We're gonna get to connect, and it's really gonna be cool because getting to play some smaller rooms, some clubs that are gonna be intimate, and that's something that I haven't gotten to experience a whole lot in the last 6 or 8 years. And so to be able to go back to that and re-fall in love with playing shows, it's been a lot of fun. And I'm excited to do it again.
You talk about the energy with the show. If I could make a suggestion, maybe you could have this happen. Take two of your loves, and when you come on stage, have like a motorcycle ramp, and you can like jump onto the stage on the bike.
Hey, I like the sound of that. Don't think I hadn't dreamed of that already. I need to make it happen.
We need a bigger stage. I
That's
mean,
it.
you love doing that kind of extreme stuff and so forth, which made me wonder, like, if not a musician, would you have ever wanted to be a professional stuntman?
Oh, maybe so. I guarantee you that would have been quite the adrenaline rush, which I enjoy. But I don't know. That's a great question. Probably so.
Are you kind of an adrenaline junkie or?
I'd say a little bit. I now have 3 young kids, and so it's died down a little bit, but at the same time, it's still there.
I saw a picture of you. I don't know if it was your son or who you had on the motorbike with you. Are you trying to get them kind of following along in your footsteps?
Well, they already are, man. It's crazy. All 3 of the kids are riding. They have a little electric dirt bikes, and now we can all ride our bikes together. And the kids are only 2, 3, and 5 years old, so it's a lot of fun. And just watching them learn and pick up on it is really it's a fun thing we get to do together.
Very neat. Now, when you're out on the road thinking of the kids and so forth, are you able to keep in touch, zooming in with them all the time? And
Yeah, we stay in touch for sure, and a lot of times I'll just bring them out with me, and so we have a good balance. They love being out on the tour bus and being out on the road, and we get to miss each other occasionally when they have to stay home, but it's a lot of fun. And when I'm out, I stay in touch with them well.
very cool. Thinking of just about home life, your dog Harley was kind of got to be a little bit of a celebrity. There hasn't been any postings for a few years. Is Harley still around?
He's still around. Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you have kids. He got pushed to the sidelines maybe a little bit, but no, he's great. We love Harley, and he's our first child, and he's still hanging around and bringing some good golden retriever energy in the house.
Always got to have a dog around, man. That's we've actually, my wife and I just realized the other day, we've had dogs now for 31 consecutive years. And
Wow,
so
that's great.
I don't know what we'd do. Like our little one that's left right now, he's actually almost 18. It's like, I don't know, what do we do after
Wow,
this? Would
that's
you,
fun.
when Harley is gone, would you want to get another one for the kids?
I think so. Yeah, maybe not right away, but definitely, it's really good for them. They love having him around. So and we do too. So we probably would. Yeah.
Very, very cool. We are looking forward, Tyler, to having you in town. This is going to be a super exciting time. And again, this is coming up in the middle of October. Now, the last time, of course, you were here, as I said, was Grey Cup. You ever think about just like coming up during the summertime?
Absolutely. I hear that's the best time. And so, yeah, I need to rearrange my calendar a little bit. I like to, I guess, be able to get out my Canada Goose jacket, apparently, it
Yeah.
seems.
Or actually, you know what, come in like January or whatever and bring the sled, and then you can get out and have
There you
some fun.
go. There you go.
It's going to be good. Tyler, thank you so much, buddy, for joining us here today. And this has been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to the show here.
Same, man. Thanks for chatting with me, and we'll see you real soon.